This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The virus, the variants, the reporting now worldwide. From Europe, Portugal limits UK travel, stops classes amid virus surge. Also from Europe, the leaders of the EU, that would be Angela Merkel of Germany, Emmanuel Macron of France, are beseeching the United Kingdom not to travel this summer to Europe because of the Delta variant. The Delta variant is now said to be the prevalent positive in the United Kingdom. This within the last 3 hours from Portugal underlines the threat. Portugal is a favorite vacation spot for people from the United Kingdom. It reads, Portugal's battle to contain the surging COVID-19 Delta variant has led it to put the United Kingdom on its red list for travel, cancel school classes in the southern region, its main tourist attraction. Portugal has in recent days been reporting the highest numbers of daily new coronavirus cases since February. Though hospitals are comfortably coping with the new virus admissions, officials say the increase of about 30% over the past week was a worrying trend. Also, I come to the United States because the Delta variant is fresh to the dialogue. This from WRCB-TV. COVID Delta variant will cause, quote, very dense outbreaks, end quote, in five states, experts say. These pockets will be ones with low vaccination rates and low rates of prior infection. Those states identified as Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Wyoming. The Delta variant, what is it and why is it spreading so quickly? I mentioned in California that has a successful rate of vaccination and increasing quickly. In California, the Delta variant was said to be a little more than 4%, almost near 5% in May of the positive cases. In June, it is reported at more than 14%. You can see the direction. Dr. Henry Miller of the Pacific Research Institute joins me. Henry has been my guide on the virus since January of 2020, when it first became, from news reports in East Asia, the South China Morning Post, a mystery about pneumonia or pneumonia-like conditions. Henry, a very good evening to you. What do we know of the Delta variant that it is now the dominant form in the United Kingdom and that is causing alarm in Europe to damage prosperity and lock out the United Kingdom? Good evening to you, Henry.
Good evening, John. Well, as you intimated, it's becoming more prevalent, and the reason for that is that it's more transmissible. It also appears to cause a more severe disease, so it has about double the rate of hospitalization for people who are infected with it compared to the Alpha variant, which we used to refer to as the UK or the Kent variant. The death rate is roughly the same, which could be either a function of the characteristics of the virus or that we're just becoming better at managing hospitalized patients. But let me turn to what more transmissible means. And this is this Delta variant is about twice as transmissible as the Alpha variant. Transmissibility is a function of several things. So it could be that the Delta variant is better able to attach to cells in the respiratory tract, particularly the lung, or that once it attaches, it enters the cells more avidly, more easily, or that it replicates to a greater extent once it gains a foothold in the body. And so it's producing more virus that can then be transmitted on to other susceptible individuals. So it's menacing in several ways, because it infects more people and gives rise to still more circulating virus, with providing the opportunity for yet more mutants to occur. As we said in a previous conversation, there are a lot more letters in the Greek alphabet for additional variants of concern. There's all of that. And what we see is, as you said, greater predominance of the Delta strain in many places, particularly in areas both in the U.S. and especially abroad, which are under-vaccinated. And my colleagues who work in hospitals in the U.S. tell me that they're seeing infections in almost virtually all of the infections they see with the Delta variant are in unvaccinated people. So it underscores the need to push even more aggressively to get as many people vaccinated as possible.
In the winter and spring of 2020, the story was that people over 60 with pre-existing conditions are the target of the virus. That's me, Henry. And therefore, the vaccination was necessary, and it arrived in the spring of 2021, thanks to genius and preparation. And here we are, protected. I've been doubly vaccinated. You've been doubly vaccinated. Those of us in senior are no longer feel vulnerable. The Delta variant, this is anecdotal reporting out of the United Kingdom. I don't have a science or nature study in front of me here. The Delta variant is striking younger and younger people, people in their 30s and 20s. The puzzle here is, what does that mean, Henry, that it originally the virus was fended off by the very same people that are now being hit?
Well, it could be one of several things. One is that older people have simply been vaccinated to a greater degree, greater fraction of the population. And so the under-vaccinated or unvaccinated demographic is mostly younger people. So they're susceptible and would be infected more. And particularly by variants like Delta, which, as we said, are more transmissible. We hope that we'll see less of that as younger and younger people become vaccinated to a greater extent.
The United Kingdom right now has a new Minister of Health, Sajid Javid, and he says that he extends the lockdown or the restrictions until July 19th and then opens up the country for travel and will not limit people returning from countries that are agreed upon to be amber. They have a color-coded system. The Delta variant, Henry, the logic of what you're saying doesn't suit these decisions that are being made by sovereign powers to permit their people to go and come without quarantine.
Well, that's true, John, and it illustrates that there's pandemic fatigue all over the world, and it's certainly strong in the U.S., which will make it more difficult to impose new restrictions, mask mandates, decrease in activity in restaurants and bars and so on, should that become necessary. It needs to be done. And I applaud the UK's pushing back its opening and the introduction of new restrictions in other places where there have been worrisome upticks in number of cases and hospitalizations.
We have reports from Australia. I spoke with Australia over these last days of an extended lockdown to July 7th. That island continent has been locked up for some time in order to restrict the virus, but Delta's there. We have news from Israel that a heavily vaccinated population, there are anecdotes that people who have been vaccinated have been reinfected by Delta. But that is not all we have to concern ourselves with. There's a new variant, which is an old variant, but newly named Lambda variant. And when we come back, the warnings about Lambda variant and what is to be done with Dr. Henry Miller of the Pacific Research Institute. He is a physician. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.